Day. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and along with my fellow brokers are ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. I have two very special in-studio guests with me today who I'll be introducing in a few minutes. And as always, we have some very useful information segments to share with you. And in the second half of the show, we'll be featuring a unique home during our Open House of the Week segment. Also, please go to our website if you need some detailed real estate information or you wish to meet with someone to discuss your own real estate situation. Go to www.santafe.realtypartners.com and click on the radio show icon for answers to all your questions. So please join us here on All Things Real Estate by dialing Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722. Or you can email me, Ray Post, with your questions and comments at rpost@sfrp.com. As you know, we like to begin the show with some state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew and I spoke earlier this week about new federal regulations impacting the mortgage industry, and let's listen to what he has to say on this issue.
Hi, Ray. I thought I'd talk this morning about the changes that the government is throwing at the mortgage industry. The Home Valuation Code of Conduct has already made it difficult on both originators and consumers. It says that there's a bifurcation between the mortgage originator and the appraiser, and has done it so in such a way that it makes it very difficult for us to order appraisal. We can't have any contact whatsoever with the appraiser. The result is that an appraiser from Elephant Butte can come to Santa Fe to appraise. But probably the biggest change that's coming down the pike here is set to happen early next year, and it's promulgated by the Federal Reserve, which will prevent lenders from charging for risk. Now, on the surface of it, doesn't look very bad. But theoretically, interest rate has always been the definition of interest rate is the time value of money. A dollar today is not worth a dollar tomorrow, plus a measure of risk. And what the Federal Reserve is saying is you can't measure for risk in the rate. The impact of this change will be felt at the margins of the market, on land loans, on construction loans, on stated income loans, and probably mostly on manufactured housing. Right now, a lender will charge more for manufactured housing because they know that at some point they have a depreciating asset and there is more risk. But if a lender can't charge more for manufactured housing, I think that purchases and sales of manufactured housing will actually go away because buyers won't be able to finance purchases. I understand that what's going on is a reaction to credit meltdown. But I think that a lot of the things that are happening are knee-jerk reactions, which are taking the pendulum very far to the other side. Hopefully, we'll see some moderation. But this issue with charging for risk, I think, is a big thing that lies in the horizon and presents a problem to the mortgage industry. That's all for today, and thank you very much.
Okay, very interesting commentary from Andrew Hoffman, our advisor on All Things Real Estate. I think maybe if you want some additional clarification on that, I would suggest that you go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, go to Andrew's space on our sponsor area, and send him an email and follow up on this, particularly if you're thinking about manufactured housing. Anyway, I want to go to my special guests that are with me today. I'm very pleased to have some other sponsors in the studio with me. I have Dina and Jeff Major, the principals of Major Development Incorporated here in Santa Fe. Just as a little background, They both came here together in 1993. They were married in 1995. They have two kids who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, but I think they're off at summer camp or something right now. And they run a very well-respected, highly regarded, and busy development and home building corporation here in town. Anyway, welcome to the show, Jeff and Dina.
Thanks, Ray.
Why don't we start off, and I like to do this always with my guests, to have you guys give a little bit of background about the company for a couple of minutes. So, Jeff, why don't you chat with the listeners about what Major Development Incorporated is all about.
Thank you, Ray. In 1993, we moved here to Santa Fe, and prior to that, I was in the mining business in the Midwest. So I had a lot of knowledge as far as earth moving. We had major issues in terms of grading and drainage, and I brought that expertise with me to Santa Fe. And when I first started, I was doing excavating for contractors here, and then started developing my own construction business. I later expanded into remodeling homes and doing additions. And then come mid-1995, four or five years after starting here, I began doing bigger projects, large pre-sold custom homes in the county as well as the city. Mm-hmm. And then we did that for 4 or 5 years, and I wanted to expand my business into more not only building but developing our own projects. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing since early 2000.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeff, if I can bifurcate the roles in the corporation, and I don't mean this literally, but you do the heavy lifting on the actual construction side, and Dina is the primo expert on the interior finishes. Is that correct, Dina?
That is correct. Jeff and I laugh about it all the time. He builds them. He makes sure they're strong and sound, but I make them look good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, you know, give him an apology on air for that because, you know, people come through and there's a few exceptions, but most people ooh and ah over the stone or the tile work or the color schemes or the wood details. You don't get too many, but there's a few who will ask them about what's inside the walls,
mm-hmm.
the insulation value, how it's built, how, you know, what center he's using, but I get more of the attention, I have to say.
And Dina, again, for the listener's sake, is also a colleague of mine. She's an associate broker of real estate at Santa Fe Realty Partners, so she's basically double-dipping here between her responsibilities with Major Development Incorporated and with the real estate firm, but it all ties in together, obviously. I guess maybe segueing from a little bit of a description of the firm, Jeff, I'd like to sort of get your thoughts as an expert in the area. It's on the minds of everyone, a lot of commentary since the meltdown in the financial markets last year. Fortunately, Santa Fe is a much stronger real estate market than other parts of the country. But from your standpoint as a home builder and a developer, what do you think is the current state of the real estate market?
Well, Ray, obviously, I believe the market we're experiencing some challenges, but at the same time, it's a great buying opportunity for several reasons. One, real estate prices have come down, not only in nationally, but also as well as in Santa Fe, and interest rates are very low. So the opportunity to get into a new house with the costs that are now presenting themselves and the values and opportunities become make it a great market.
Mm-hmm. And so for someone that's out there, of course, financing is a big issue. You need to have fabulous credit as really as a sort of a counterweight to what occurred last year when lenders were giving out loans to people that were not qualified. And I know one of the things for buyers today, Jeff and Dina, we hear this all the time as brokers, is being able to qualify for a loan to even buy a property. So you need to get those ducks in a row. But again, because prices are moderate, because interest rates are low, because sellers are willing to negotiate, this couldn't be a better time to look even at working with a developer like yourself in building a new home, correct?
That's correct. We're right now we're offering a new construction, anywhere from 15 to 20% discount on our product. That's due to, one, material costs. They've come down quite a bit because of the lack of demand. I want to keep my employees as well as my subs working. So everyone's willing to tighten their belt to continue trying to move forward. So this is an excellent opportunity for a family to move forward. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity will close pretty quickly as the economy improves and the supply and demand curve changes.
Yeah, we interestingly enough, the three of us met earlier this week, and we talked a little bit about that dynamic. And you stated something to me, which we all have talked about, but you said it very, very definitively, that as this economy begins to turn, and thank you everyone for making that happen up above and below and in Congress and wherever else, we're going to see this gap in the availability of properties. Correct?
That's correct. Right, presently. Banks do not want to loan to builders for spec homes or developers for new developments.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is the inventory sells down. There's going to be no new construction in the pipeline, which is going to create a problem in terms of pricing, because the supply and demand curve will have changed. Demand will have gone up, supply will have gone down, and there's nothing new coming on or through the pipe, so mm-hmm. to speak.
And Dina, you and I beat this drum all the time for this very reason. When we're talking to our clients, our buyer clients, man, take advantage of this situation, because you're going to be paying more money down the road, and you're going to be paying a higher interest rate. Correct?
Well, in my opinion, definitely, Ray. And the other thing I want to point out with that, in talking about the lack of inventory in the pipeline, this is not something that turns around quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something to realize. So as the economy turns, the time and energy that's needed to get the wheels of construction going again, it's not just the issue of the time to build something. It's the issue of the time to plan it. It's the issue of the time to get it processed. Getting through our city approval system is incredibly time-consuming. It's a slow process. So with all that being the case, as the market turns, it's not like you can get the construction up and going again overnight.
Right.
And that's where you're going to have the gap.
Well, and I'm already starting to get some email questions from listeners out there. Thank you. Again, you can call us here at All Things Real Estate at 505-473-5722, or you can email me your questions, and I'll pass them on to Dina and Jeff, again, at rpost@sfrp.com. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. We'll come back, answer some email questions, get into a little bit of the sort of background on building a house, materials you might want to use and the like, so stay tuned.
KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we're talking all things home building and development with my special in-studio guests, Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. They are sponsors of the show, full disclosure. But more importantly, they are two highly respected folks who are in the development and building business here in the Santa Fe area. And I guess part of that is I want to remind everyone that whether you're a homeowner or a renter, there will come a time, most likely, when you're going to need some expert advice or assistance with a problem that's occurred at your home or condo. So maybe it's time to renovate or replace or simply redesign something at the place that you call home. Well, if you find yourself in any of these circumstances, and you will, what's most important to you is identify the very best person. I have two of them here in the studio with me today, or company, and they have one of the best companies, that can help you with meeting these needs. Now, we've assembled some of the finest companies in the Santa Fe area on our website, Above and Beyond Major Development, and these are folks that are in very specific niche fields. I encourage you to go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and then head over to something we call Real Estate Resources. You'll see a bunch of folks that are there, from plumbers, interior designers, folks who provide window treatments, and they're all quite helpful. And I imagine some of these folks are guys that you folks work with as well on a regular basis at Major Development. Let's start talking a little bit about construction materials, and I want to actually set that up by saying to the listeners today that you guys have an open house at 933 Alto, and this is a property that, lean into your radios, this is a perfect example of some fine construction that's been done by major development. Dean, I want you to talk just a couple of minutes about the property and the open house, and then we'll talk generally about material used in building.
We have a fabulous development over there on Alto, across from the Casa Solana Center, right there on the Santa Fe Riverwalk. We are showcasing one of our houses in particular today that's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. It's a great example of a of the finishes that we use, the quality of finishes that we use. There's a lot of custom stonework, tile work, there's plaster. I do a lot with color. But the development in and of itself is going to, when complete, be 18, is that right, Jeff? 18 homes in there, and they vary in size, and they have spectacular views of the mountains. You wouldn't think you could get that downtown, and you're still in walking distance of the rail yard and the plaza.
And you are
at a two-car garage. I'm sorry to interrupt
that's
you.
Okay.
I should really plug that. It's hard to find a two-car garage in downtown Santa Fe.
Absolutely, downtown one car, let alone two. That's incredible. Now you also have a special relationship in financing with Los Alamos National Bank, who happens to also be one of the sponsors of All Things Real Estate. Talk a little bit about that.
We do, and thank you very much, Los Alamos National. They're a pleasure to work with. They are doing a special financing package for us on these homes where they are offering 5.4% interest, 30-year fixed, on an 80% loan-to-value, and that includes jumbo rate as well.
Wow, that's pretty significant.
That's very significant.
Yeah. And, Jeff, let's use this. First of all, you're going to be at that open house, 933 Alto, from 2 to 4,
right? 2 to 4.
Very good. So I encourage everyone that's out there going over and take a look at a great example of a major development incorporated product. But let's talk for a couple minutes, Jeff, about building materials. I'm out there. Maybe I want to build a house. Or maybe I want to renovate something at my current home. There are a lot of different building materials that I can use. For purposes of educating, in layman's term, what are some of the different types of building materials that I, as a home builder, as an individual, might use?
Well, the traditional building material, and it's been around the longest, is obviously adobes. They have a lot of mass to them. In other words, they're wide, and they store a lot of heat, but they're not very good at insulating. So they create a very attractive house with thick walls, soft curves, and so aesthetically they're very pleasing.
Which is the look that we want here in Santa Fe, right?
That's correct. The other nice thing about adobe is because they're monolithic in nature, they create a very solid, soundproof home, and particularly when we have our spring winds, you don't feel or hear the noise from the wind because of the construction that the adobes afford you. Unfortunately, the R value is very poor, and unless you insulate them with like a spray-on foam or you do an double adobe, which becomes extremely expensive, the older houses that were not insulated are actually very expensive to heat, and they don't stay as cool.
Mm-hmm. And beyond adobe, though, there's two or three other types of materials that someone might choose. What would be your second favorite?
Well, one of my favorites is what they call, it's a class of construction material called insulated concrete forms. And there's several different manufacturers of these forms. One in particular that I like the most is what they call, is known as Rostra. And what's interesting about that material is a combination of cement as well as recycled plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And what that creates for you is a very strong building block, as well as an element that has high, potentially very high insulating or R value. These elements come anywhere from 8 inches up to 14 inches thick. And when you're getting near a foot plus, you're talking an average of potentially an R value of 50 or more.
Jeff, I just got an email from Betty. And she's saying, Jeff's talking about different types of construction materials for building a house. Which one is the most cost efficient?
Well, that depends on the ultimate design of your house and the finishes that you use.
Uh-huh.
If you want to have a home that is going to have considerable amount of interior plaster, then I would say the roster is the most efficient because it's ready to start plastering. You don't need to put drywall on. You don't need to put lath on. You need to lath around windows and doors for reinforcement. But the field where you're the predominant square footage that you're actually plastering, you don't require any of these other preliminary steps. So it becomes very quick, very efficient, and you actually are saving money by doing it that way.
So for Betty, that would be maybe, again, depending on what it is that she's thinking about, and we'll get back to her on this building, roster might be the way to go.
I think it's one of the great materials. And on top of it being an excellent construction material, you're also, it's eco-friendly. We're talking about recycled Coke bottles or anything plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to keep them out of the landfill. These blocks do not mold. You're not going to have fire problems. They're very fire resistant. And they just offer a lot of advantages, similar to the adobe in terms of the monolithic construction, where they're very soundproof, and yet you have the high R value.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Gino? I think I'm hearing something in the background. Yeah, I guess I am. It's once again time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Rubin Katz Law Firm. This week, Attorney Jim Rubin will explain why it's important to keep tabs on the legal status of your homeowners association and what you need to do if the association, otherwise known as an HOA, is not up to date. Whether you own a home or condo and are already a member of an HOA, or you're about to buy a home in a community which has an HOA, you should always check on the corporate status of the HOA. Because being an officer of an HOA is generally a volunteer position, sometimes not all of the corporate formalities are followed. For instance, a simple thing sometimes forgotten is the filing of an HOA annual report with the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission. If the HOA officers forget to file these reports, it takes about a year of noncompliance, which nobody in your neighborhood is going to know about, before the state gives notice to the association that the HOA is no longer in, quote, good standing as a result of failing to file these reports. Now, good standing means that your HOA is up to date with all governmental filing requirements, and if the failure to file goes for too long, and that is too many years, then the HOA's corporate status will be revoked by the state. As a result, the officers and directors of the HOA may have personal liability if the HOA no longer exists as a matter of law. Now, I want you to grab a pencil real quick here, because to determine whether your HOA is in good standing with the state of New Mexico, Jim Rubin suggests that you go to this particular website, and it's an impossibly long one. It's www.nmprc.state.nm.us/cii.htm. I used to work in government, and I remember all these kinds of things. Anyway, we've put this on our website. Go to www.santafe.realtypartners.com and just go to the Rubin Katz icon, and you'll see that address is there. And that, again, is to check on the status of your own HOA. Now, if you discover that your HOA is not in good standing, be sure to notify the HOA president and the board and ask that the state reports be filed immediately. Corporate officers need to sign the HOA report so you, as an individual homeowner, cannot file the forms with the state. An HOA may be responsible for important functions in your subdivision, such as maintaining water wells, a clubhouse, or community roads, or it may regulate architectural home styles. Fulfilling these functions costs money, and if the HOA is not in good standing, it may not be able to sue your fellow homeowners, which they hate to do anyway, for their unpaid assessments. This could mean that the HOA is unable to maintain the subdivision or your condominium property. Another thing to confirm on the state's website is whether the name and address of the HOA's registered agent is correct. This person is the original developer of the community, and if control of the HOA has been transferred to owners, the agent should be a member of the board or someone at the HOA's registered office. If this person, who will receive notices from the state or is listed on HOA lawsuits, actually, it is this person that's having the information correct, and having this information as correct is obviously very important. Thank you, Jim Rubin, for another informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding whether your HOA is in good standing and you want to get the State of New Mexico website once again, go to www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and you'll see that New Mexico PRC button at the bottom of the Rubin Katz logo. That was a mouthful, and as a developer, I'm sure, Jeff, you've had plenty of experiences of transferring homeowner HOA responsibility to the individual homeowners, correct?
Yes, I have, and I usually involve my attorney with the process because people are slow to step up to the plate and assume a role of responsibility in the homeowners association.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. Well, listen, we're going to come back to building materials here on All Things Real Estate and some more discussion about the process that Major Development Incorporated goes through when they're working with you as a prospective buyer of their services. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute here on All Things.
See.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm your host here on this radio program, which is on every Sunday at 12 noon. Today I have two very special guests in the studio with me. I have Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated, sponsor of the show, but also principals behind one of Santa Fe's finest home building and development companies. We've got a bunch of emails, and one I want to get to, and this will sort of, Jeff, I cut you off a couple minutes ago about talking about building materials, but let's get to this question right now because I think it's really relevant. You can talk about building materials in the abstract. This is from Sam. He says, I want to build a three-bedroom, approximately 3,000-square-foot, very green house in Tusuki on some land I've owned for many years. If I start in August, is it likely we'll be done by December? What's the good and the bad news?
I don't think it'll be done by December. Even if you had your permits and it was ready to break ground, 3,000 square feet, and trying to assemble all the materials and the manpower to do it in a 5-month period would be tough. And I don't believe rushing a project is a good way to go, especially if you're trying to meet a tight deadline.
Now, and that's excellent counsel, and Sam, again, thank you for that email. I hope that is helpful, and I'm encouraging you to get a hold of Major Development directly. Just go to our website, go to the Major Development logo on our sponsor section, and give Dina and Jeff a call so they can chat with you about how they can help you with this house in Tusuki. But that raises a question. Not rushing is critical, and I think that in this economy, Jeff, there might be some builders just trying to jam in as much business as they can because business is down, and maybe they do things a little bit more quickly than they should, and so the quality suffers at the end of the day. Is that sort of a fair assessment?
Well, I think there are certain things that you can go quickly on, and in starting your foundations, you assemble enough manpower, those will go quickly. When you get into the finish end side of things, like Dina's involved in, you can't rush those details.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about assembling your subcontractors. Is it that 5-month window of time? Is it that you just know from past experience what has to be done day by day, and you know what the capacity is because no one's going to be working 24/7. Is that part of it? Is that even though if you have a good team and you're working diligently at this, it just takes certain calendar time. You just can't rush some things, right?
That's correct. And the other issue is coming into fall, winter, particularly if you're doing interior plaster as well as exterior stucco, the weather can really slow you down. And to rush putting a color coat on or even a base coat where it can potentially freeze is a major mistake. In addition, you also have to deal with either the county inspectors or the city inspectors. And someone could be either tied up, on vacation, sick. You never know. So what should be a typical 24-hour turnaround time could be a week.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit, Dina, about some of your sort of experiences. I know you guys are involved in all sorts of development and home building activity, whether it's converting garages or building a house from the ground up. Talk a little bit about some of the experiences that you and Jeff have had with individual clients achieving these objectives.
Well, I mean, certainly we've had a lot of different experiences over the last 15 or so years. You know, thinking of something's probably apropos for today's market, Ray. We had a client that we worked with just earlier this year that converted a garage on his property, and that was really a great thing for him. Given the fact that interest rates have been low, he was able to convert his garage into living space and add an additional, 400 square feet of heated living space to his house. Very affordably, garages are ready to convert. Mm-hmm. They are dried in. You have a good shell in space, mm-hmm. or in place, rather. Yes, you need to add heat and decide what other amenities are going in, whether or not you're adding bathrooms, fireplaces, whatnot, and that'll adjust the cost. But they're relatively inexpensive spaces to convert. And this gentleman did that and added 400 square feet to his house, then turned around and refinanced his home. And because of the lower interest rate, his cost actually dropped, even though his appraised value of his house was that much higher because he had that much more heated square feet.
Now, I think this is critical, and I think the listeners ought to maybe lean back into the radio and listen to this. Here we have someone who, A, added more square footage to his house, so he added value. B, as he provided space that he needed, and it's brand new and efficiently. He probably used very efficient building material mm-hmm. to do that. And C, at C, he was able to go back and refinance the cost of it and actually end up paying less than what he was paying with the older house. That's the bottom line.
He was actually paying less for more house. And money's important. I like that. But over and above that was also more enjoyment. And doesn't that play in somewhere?
Absolutely.
Here?
Right. Absolutely. Well, I'm sure his family was happy that he had this additional square footage on the house, and he was adding value to it. So, in the event that he ever wanted to sell the home, as real estate brokers, we would say you did a great job. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about some of the other specific types of projects and clients that you've had beyond converting garages, which really that sounds like such a neat thing to do because it's framed space that's sitting there ready to be used. Talk about some guest houses or other kinds of structures that you guys have worked on and with some clients here in Santa Fe.
Well, I'm going to go back to the garage real fast, and then I'll let Jeff do the guest house because he's actually working with a client now on a guest house. In fact, he was meeting with him last night. Just going back to the garages, not only converting a garage because that is a very affordable way to add heated square footage to your house, but the other thing in terms of a resale feature and an enjoyability feature is simply adding a garage. There's a lot of houses in Santa Fe that don't have garages. Mm-hmm. Very, very cost-effective way to increase the value of your house. And, again, the enjoyment, it adds storage space, particularly as people downsize. We are running a special right now, turnkey, on building garages for $50 a square foot. Which is amazing.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. So it's something that's easy to add on, and it does gives you more storage space. It gives you the place for your cars, certainly. It does add to the saleable value of your house.
Right.
And then down the road could be something you converted, even if you don't do it right now.
Right. By spending $50 a square foot now, the value down the road could be maybe two or three times that amount.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of houses, depending upon where you are in Santa Fe. Yeah. There's certain areas that there's just not a lot of houses with garages. That's a big selling feature.
Yeah.
Get a lot of buyers saying specifically, I want so many bedrooms, so many baths, this area, but I want a garage.
Well, and Jeff, on that score, too, what I hear from a lot of my buyers is that I need a guest house because I've got kids that are visiting. I have an elderly parent who might be staying here more often, so you probably have seen an uptick in guest house building.
Well, with the guest houses, you can have a lot of flexibility. A lot of times people envision friends and family coming to stay. They need the extra space, so they want to build a guest house, which makes life easier for everyone. But as people age and that you have that guest house, now it becomes a great mother-in-law's quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't need it for that purpose and you want to derive some income, then you have the opportunity to either rent out your main house and live in your guest house or vice versa.
Yes.
But in either way you go, you have income. So the guest house has a lot of benefits. I have I built many a guest house. I'm working with a gentleman now off of Tano Road who wants to add a guest house for that very purpose. He has friends coming in constantly from his home state of Texas. In addition to building guest houses, you know, we've talked about converting garages. We've talked about additions, remodels. And I've done most of that kind of work 10, 15 years ago. And in the last 5 or 10 years, I've predominantly built custom homes for people or my own, done in my own developments. But we have recently reactivated our small projects division because it's a timely thing to do, particularly with the market and slowing down in terms of new construction. So predominantly in houses. So we've reactivated that. Dina mentioned we were offering a special on turnkey garage construction. And what we mean by that is that's plans, permits, ready to build from the ground up. You don't have to do a thing.
Major Development Incorporated does it all. That's the message I'm getting here. And I think Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. We have a lot more to talk about in a short amount of time, so stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we've been talking about all things home building and development with my special guests, Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. We're getting near the end of the show. We have about 5 minutes or so to go, and we're going to do our open house of the week in a couple of minutes. But just one thing, I wanted to once again plug your open house today, 933 Alto, which is one of the best examples of a high-quality product that Major Development offers to the listeners out there. Dina, you're going to be there from 2 to 4, right?
That's right.
And, again, anything else that someone should know about that property? You're going to be giving away money or margaritas or what? Anything more? No?
Will they let me give away margaritas? I don't think they'd like to do that anymore.
I guess the real estate commission's against that.
I know. That's too bad. It would be a nice day for margaritas at Bloody Mary. No, it's a fantastic project. I encourage you to come by and take a look. Actually, a couple of the other homes that I'm building in that compound we're building, we are putting photovoltaics into as well. We're happy to talk to you about that. So it's just a nice opportunity to not only take a look at our work, but talk to us, come ask us some questions, let us know what your project is.
You're both going to be there, right?
We're both going to be there.
Oh, excellent. Well, now listen, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, you should make sure you go to 933 Alto today because you're going to be able to talk directly to my special guests. And again, I want you to go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. You'll see Major Development Incorporated as one of our primary sponsors. Click on their logo, and it'll take you right to Dina and Jeff, and you can contact them directly. I think, though, right now, Gino, we're going to do our little open house of the week segment. And today I have my very good friend Jim Rios on the line with us.
Hey,
Jim, how you doing?
Good.
And, Jim, I think you're at a very special property out there. And are you already there at the open house?
Yeah, we're here northwest Santa Fe. It's 5 Punta del Cazador.
I say that so authentically.
Yeah.
Tell us about the property. You've got the two-minute drill.
Well, first of all, I congratulate you on your show.
Thank you.
This is amazing. I think it's really benefit the community with all the information that you're giving. I think that's just wonderful.
Thank you so much, Jim.
The house.
I'll give you an extra 30 seconds.
Okay. The house is built by Frank Yardman Construction, and Frank also is a realtor at Santa Fe Realty Partners. He has 30 years of experience. So we know Santa Fe. The house is actually within the 2008 Parade of Homes, and
wow,
it got honorable mention for best outdoor living space.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing about the house is the views. When you walk into the house, it's like you get that wow factor where it's like you can't believe it. It just takes your breath away. And Frank is really good about siding a house. I think it's just so important how you site the house. It's a little over 3,000 square feet on a little over 2.5 acres, 3 bedrooms, 3.5 bath. Very traditional Santa Fe with the oversized vigas. And, in fact, I live out here. So this is like the best area to live in. It's peace and quiet, and it's absolutely beautiful.
And you have almost 3 acres of land, right?
Almost 3 acres of land, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Eight streets.
And what's your price on this?
We're at $975.
Oh, that's a bargain, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually, L&B is offering amazing financing at 4.25% for a 30-year term.
Once again, another sponsor of All Things Real Estate. They are such a great bank. They're big supporters of Dina and Jeff Major's work as well. Any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners, Jeff?
If you can come out, Frank's going to be here. He can answer your questions about construction. We're off of Camino La Tierra, past Wildflower, right on Fin del Sendero, and then right on Villa de Oro, and then Paseo de Aguila. But, yeah, if you want to come out, you have to see this house. It's just spectacular.
Excellent. Well, listen, Jim Rios, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, I wish you a lot of luck today. I hope the buyer is in his or her car right now on their way over, and that's 5 Punta del Cazador.
Cazador.
And
Hunter Point.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Okay, Ray. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Back to my in-studio guests, Dina and Jeff Major with Major Development Incorporated. Getting down near the end of the show, we talked about some things today, not enough time, as Jeff was saying during the break. We need more time, and I said we'll do a second hour for you. Anyway, the station might not let me stay here to do that, but we'll do it on another day. Any last thoughts about what the listeners should be thinking about, Dina? Regarding you know, this market, looking for a home builder. I mean, there are some issues that are critical to choosing a home builder, having insurance and licensing up to date and bonding and the experience, of course. I mean, these are critical to your decision making, aren't they?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. You want to make sure that you're dealing with somebody that's been around, you know, quite some time, particularly you know, in this economy. You want to know that they're a strong, reputable company. They'll be there to answer your questions, follow up, do your warranty work within the next year and whatnot. And then you want to make sure that it's someone you can work with. It's very important to talk to a person. Price, obviously, is important. Everybody likes to say that. But I'd remind you also to meet with the builder. Building is a process, whether it's an addition, a remodel, or a new house from the ground up. And you want to be able to work with that person. You want to speak the same language.
And you guys pride yourself in something. You have a 1-2 punch. Jeff handles the, as I said, the heavy lifting with the construction side of the aisle, and you do the interior design and finishing work. And you don't always find that with a builder, do you?
No, you don't. And we've worked with plenty of interior designers of some clients and customers over the years that had their own that they wanted to work with. But no, you don't always find that. You often find just the builder, and you may have to make sure to spoon feed that builder all of your requests and specs and regulate and regs. But a lot of times, people don't even know what decisions are involved. Right? There's what process? Where do I start? Do I pick the stain first? Do I pick the stone first? Mm-hmm. Do I pick the plaster color first? Do I pick? You know, where do I start? Where do I go?
And these are all legitimate questions, and there is a sequence, as we were talking earlier, Jeff. To you know, the building process can't be rushed. For this gentleman who wants to build in Tusuki, he should start right away with his permitting and get that going, because he needs to get that all in order before he actually sits down and starts breaking ground, correct?
That's correct. Until you have your permit in hand, you have no idea if your design is going to meet with their codes and regulations. So that's where you need to start. Well, actually, you need to start with your architect or designer, but the first step would be getting your permit.
Do you guys work with a particular architectural firm, or you work with everybody?
We've worked with several. We've worked with several architectural firms, several designers, and I want to say back to the permits just so we're clear. Please don't be thinking out there, folks, that you need to go find your way through this process on your own and design it all and permit it all and then call us. That's not what we're saying at all. We'll take you through that process.
That's an excellent point. So for this gentleman in Tusuki, and for anyone else that's out there thinking about, you know, whether it's a small job, renovating something, or building a full house like this gentleman in Tusuki wants to do, they should sit down with you immediately. You can actually frame what the process is for them, permitting and construction, what they should anticipate, because this can be a scary process for someone that's never done it before. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. Even seasoned homeowners that have had several different houses and have built several different houses, it's still a complicated process. So it goes back to what Dean was saying. It's good that you have a builder that not only has expertise, but you can communicate with, and you're speaking the same language.
Excellent. Well, listen, I want to thank my special guests, Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated, for being with me today in the studio. Please go to our website, www.santafe-realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon on the homepage. That'll take you right to our dedicated radio show page. and you'll be able to see major development. Go right to their company. Ask Dina and Jeff any question you have. I want to thank Gino Thompson for producing a great show today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you can, please join me at 3 Camino Caruso near the Opera for an open house this afternoon. So until next Sunday at noon right here at 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate. We'll be back in a minute.